Okay, so now that we've covered all that, we should probably do the news.
Okay.
Okay.
So our first story is, do we need a thread-safe swing? So an article at Kai Yeager's blog reminds us that in this increasingly multi-core world, Java's swing toolkit is single-threaded. Threadlocking is expensive and typically just a waste of effort for GUI applications, but will this continue to hold true? If not, what is to be done? Concurrent programming is very tricky. Is it time for a thread-safe swing, or should we look to rich client platform frameworks to help with the problem? So there are some pointers, but I guess this is where we jump off and discuss.
Yeah. I just think this is a missed, poor Kai Yeager, who wrote this blog, is a little bit misled because swing is actually very multi-threaded.
Swing is.
There's only one event queue thread, which is really a restriction of most winnowing systems. You only want one thread taking care of painting and taking care of queuing mouse events, keyboard events, and things like that. So typically, the part drawing the UI and interacting with the user is on a single thread, but it's very common for swing applications, and there's a whole framework built into swing that spawns off tons of threads to go do worker stuff. I think there's a swing worker thread.
That's true, but I think the complication is if you accidentally, from the worker thread, actually mutate state of a visible component, bad stuff can happen. Yeah. So it's not multi-threaded in the sense that, if you have a J label and you use you do a set font on it, if that component has been created and actually shown on the screen, then bad stuff happens. So the whole point, though, is that he's talking about performance. Shouldn't we make the GUI faster? And I'm kind of wondering, faster than what? The GUI itself isn't really going to be the problem. What you want is that when it goes and does a computation, you don't want that to be blocking the UI.
Right.
That's where it comes from. And I need six cores to handle the UI.
And I can also say pretty much, I think pretty safely, that synchronizing everything on the GUI would not make it faster.
Right.
I think that's a pretty safe assumption right there.
You need to design your app. So if you have something that's processor intensive that needs to happen, you spawn a thread, you go run, and you give notifications of progress back to the main thread via some sort of semaphore.
The GUI thread.
Yeah.
And have it grab the state and refresh the UI. Yeah.
Exactly.
So one of the things, SWT actually, I think, is a little more strict about its model there, where it actually checks the state. It knows the GUI, which thread is the event thread. And if you make certain calls to it that are illegal during, from the wrong thread, it will throw an exception. So nice. It's checking itself. And one of the other things, too, is all these frameworks are built on top of an actual windowing system, which is written in, native code.
Yeah.
And they have certain behavior with respect to events. And pretty much they don't like to be run multi-threaded.
Yeah, I'm trying to think if there is a GUI toolkit out there that is actually multi-threaded.
A popular one. I'm sure there are some, but I think...
I'm trying to think back...
I've never heard of that.
The closest I think I've ever seen to it was probably BIOS. And I remember coding in BIOS, and everything that you did in BIOS became a thread. But I still believe, somebody I'm sure will correct me if I'm wrong, I still believe that the actual painting was handled by a single thread. And the whole thing was just done very carefully. Yeah, very carefully through messaging. You always got a new thread when you were doing an event handler, but the communication was done through a messaging engine, and it always went back to the same thread. So
effectively queue it all up.
Yeah.
I mean, you could do it, I think. If you wrote it from scratch, you could do a really nice job. But in all these cases, Java's sitting on some kind of existing framework that's got issues with threads. I mean, they're all different. And so you really can't create...
It's not even issues with threads. It's more they were built with a single thread strategy.
Yeah. They were. Yeah. But even though like Windows is multi-threaded, the GUI parts, there are lots of weird behaviors if you do send messages to Windows that are owned by different threads. And how do you handle the event handlers have to be in the correct thread when they're run. And it's just, you get this very, very difficult to debug situation.
So looking at the BIOS as an example of this, this is potentially where a framework could add some value here is... If a framework was set up that had very, very lightweight, easy messaging, so that it was the easiest way, maybe the only way that you would ever want to interact with the system was message passing to a UI thread.
Mm-hmm.
And so you wouldn't ever bump into the issue, like you were saying, of hitting, trying to update a control on the screen from the wrong thread.
Yeah, that's one I think that, Carl mentioned that SWT is doing some error checking, and it's something I remember doing myself. One of the things you can do with Java is you can patch the built-in classes. It's very easy. There's just one trick to it. You have to, when you start your VM, you have to use the boot class path argument. So what you do is you take the standard JDK component.java class, for example, and you edit it, and you Java C it, and then you point to your .class file with the boot class path flag, and it will use your Java class instead of the standard one. And one thing we did in NetBeans a long time ago was to go take some of the standard Swing classes and do an assert swingutilities.isEventDispatch thread, right? Mm-hmm. In all the methods that were expected to be only called on the event thread, and then run with boot class path. And of course, at that point, it's going to start spitting assertions and pinpointing bad code. I certainly would like it if the Swing guys and AWT guys, would they know exactly what things are legal and which ones aren't. And I remember trying several times to find out what are the exact rules, because you're allowed to do whatever you want before the component's realized. So the assertion was something like, you know, if you're not only is showing, but if you're there's some kind of term in Swing or AWT land for what happens when the component's realized. And basically, if the component sort of is part of the component hierarchy, at that point you're no longer allowed to do it from other threads. And I think it really would be worthwhile if a lot of these components had that assertion built in. I mean, assertions now are cheap. You know, the Swing was built before assertions came along, I think. But now that we have them, I think they should sprinkle that over the entire code base so you could run with assertions and it would pinpoint these errors. Because you have some really weird errors as a result. You get these visual, you know, painting artifacts when something bad has happened.
Screen turds.
Yeah, screen turds. I haven't seen it as much anymore. Maybe that's because the code isn't... Maybe people have learned how to use these components directly. And RCP certainly makes it a little bit easier.
Say,
you're not typically messing with, you know, JMenu items and that kind of thing. But you're still going to get into this if you're doing any, you know,
heavy-duty
worker threads and you're not doing it cleanly.
RCPs are definitely a way of tackling some of this complexity.
And I think also possibly closures might make this easier. Right now, we have this ugly thing with a, you know, swingutilities.invoke later, and you're passing in a runnable. There's a lot of just ugly skeleton code to do something very simple, which is I want this code to run safely. And if you could instead just have, you know, swingutilities, some kind of way, easy way to set a component property safely, that's what you want, because it really is a message. You're not typically trying to do a synchronous swing call. You can do that. You can say, okay, invoke this on the swing thread and then block until it's done.
Yeah,
but
yeah,
there's invoke and wait, and there's invoke later, which creates a execution message and puts it at the end of the message queue.
In the event queue, yeah.
And that's send a closure in, basically.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I think that'd be much cleaner.
We could use actors.
And I think the blocking call, you hardly ever need it.
We could use actors. Now, there's a news item on that later, so we'll get there.
This just reminds me of something similar. I saw a blog post about, you know, JSR 305, which is the annotations JSR, which I personally can't wait for. You know, this is the null and non-null, all these things. Well, I think Bill Pugh had also proposed, or maybe someone else, but at least he was mentioned, having proposed annotations for GUI thread state. So if code has to run on the event thread, then it should be annotated that way, and that would also give you a way to statically detect, or possibly even at runtime, if the retention level for the annotation is runtime, you know, it wouldn't even have to be instrumented in Swing. There could be smart code there that could go in and check for these things and find the bugs. So that's another good approach.
Cool.
I'm assuming the reason that this is all being discussed is people have run into problems with multi-threaded Swing. They're trying to do something and...
Yeah, it may be that, or it may be... I hit this when I was talking about Android at a number of events, which was people couldn't get over the fact that the Android UI libraries weren't multi-threaded. They weren't thread-safe. And I'm trying to explain, well, a lot of the time in Android, you don't really need to use threads at all. And even when you do, it's not too hard to make sure that you hook into the event model properly rather than, you know, trying to update things from a particular thread. But it's one of those things. I think people have become very sensitive to threading right now because it affects things in other areas of their life. And so now they're casting around for anything that isn't thread safe. And they're seeing things like these GUI libraries and they're like, oh, it's not thread safe. That's going to cause problems. You know, a string manipulation library not being thread safe is probably a pretty bad thing. Or, you know, a set of collections that are not thread safe. That could be a bad thing.
Right.
But a UI
it's
library
only bad
probably
if it's accessed from more than one thread.
That's right.
One thread, yeah.
That's right. So, yeah, I think maybe a bit of oversensitivity there.
Yes. Yeah, but I think certainly it is painful today to deal with this. You get a lot of ugly code to handle long-running tasks, but you really have to do it because a lot of the earlier reputation Swing had for being slow was because people were doing blocking calls from the GUI. And, of course, then the GUI is going to be sluggish, but you never, never want to do that.
There's also people just writing really bad code.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Doing
using all the default list combo models and all that stuff.
Yeah, that and just setting it up so that your code actually causes the screen to paint lots and lots and lots of times.
Yeah.
Without optimizing.
Oh, so actually we forgot an announcement at the beginning of this, which is that Linux the Java is Posse is now brought to you by the brand new iPhone.
Oh, that's right.
So sorry
officially
to all those...
sponsored by iPhone now.
And now